taking us to the best 5 minutes of the day. Couple brothers from another mother. It's Mark Halverson, Jason Cans on the radio together. WWIB and WIB.com. Heard in China as well at WIB.com. Haven't got a lot of feedback from China, but they can pick us up there, Jason. Good morning.
Good morning. They're probably on at a different time of day than we are.
That's true.
Yeah. Wouldn't be the best 5 minutes of the morning. It would be, no. I guess it is the best 5 minutes of the day. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. I talked about this as a weight loss Wednesday. So my weight loss topic I'm bringing this morning is, I'm at a Quick Trip last night. And the thing about a Quick Trip, like I like a used book sale, and I also like the discounted donuts. Like I think Quick Trip, if they retitled themselves, could be called Sugar Heaven. Don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, it could.
Yeah.
And they just place them all so prominently right as you're coming up to the counter. I mean, you're surrounded by stacks and stacks of sweets.
I know. Yeah. And I love Quick Trip. I mean, they do a great job and so happy for their fantastic success.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. So last night I was there, went through a read-through for a play, and then the discounted donut. I saw the blueberries Bismarck, and the Bismarck, it had the frosting I like. And I'm like, yeah, I could go with the blueberry. But then I looked at the amount of calories, and hence, little items can have a lot of calories. I saw these numbers, 170 and 500. And in my mind, I wanted to believe that the donut had only 170 calories. I should get it for 79 cents.
Sure.
But the fact is, if you read closer, you saw serving size, one third of the donut has 170 calories.
Yeah.
The full thing, 500 calories. Who thinks of one third of a donut as a serving size?
Right. You know, I think anytime they package stuff like that, it should just be the serving size is the package, you know, and so you know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
You know, so when you get a 1 pound bag of M&Ms, you know you're going to be eating 3,000 calories.
Yeah, right. I mean, is there some commission that's the serving size determiners or what?
Yeah, I think that's so fascinating the way they do that, especially with something like a donut, which is obviously a serving size.
Right.
Yeah.
But they didn't want to say 500 for a serving size.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. So
I ran into that actually at Quick Trip a while back. I had gotten chicken strips, and I was like, wow, these are really low calories, but it was only for one chicken strip, not for the whole package.
Right,
so,
right. Yeah. Oh yeah. Anyhow, I did not get the donut. But
well, good for you. Good for you for stepping up on that.
But I got the barbecue chicken sandwich. All right. So I didn't even look to see the calories on that. So all right. Well, here's another thing. I think I may have said to one of my children within this morning, as this child was up working on a school assignment and trying to print it out, and so I'd said, "Is that for English?" And the response I got was, "It's for school." And
okay.
I said, I kind of figured out on my own it was for school.
Right, right. Yeah, and the things that kids will say around stuff like that, and I feel like that's a response I would get from my youngest as well. yeah, you know, just kind of completely dismissive and not wrong, but...
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's close out 1 Peter chapter 3 today, 18 through 22.
Yeah, it says, Christ suffered for our sins once for all time. He never sinned, but he died for sinners to bring you safely home to God. He suffered physical death, but he was raised to life in the Spirit. So he went and preached to the spirits in prison, those who disobeyed God long ago when God waited patiently while Noah was building his boat. Only 8 people were saved from drowning in that terrible flood. And that water is a picture of baptism, which now saves you, not by removing dirt from your body, but as a response to God from a clean conscience. It is effective because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now Christ has gone to heaven. He is seated in the place of honor next to God, and all the angels and authorities and powers accept his authority.
Hmm. And if we read Jason's devotional commentary, he'll explain what all 5 of those verses mean. So here we go. Even my son suffered. He was a sinless, perfect man, yet he chose to suffer on behalf of every sinful person to restore relationships with me. His body was shattered, but his spirit remained whole. He descended to hell, where he proclaimed my good news to those lost to sin and disobedience, even from the days of Noah, who saved his family from my utter destruction by the flood. Water brings death, but it also brings life. In baptism, you call to remembrance your salvation. You have been washed clean by the blood of my son and raised with him to new life, defeating death My son now sits next to me as your savior and advocate. Final thoughts.
Yeah, I like that idea of life coming out of death. You know, I think whether we're thinking eternally or even when life is just a struggle, right? You know, the really hard places, life can come from those places.
Yeah, and I think a lot stood out to me in it, but water brings life, but it also brings death, but it also brings life. I mean, yeah. The same can be said for fire, right? Fire can bring death, but it also
Absolutely.
Can, I don't know about bringing life, but I mean, it's a representation of the Holy Spirit, right?
So, yeah, I think of like the refiner's fire.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's a crazy world, but there's good news that Jesus has conquered death, and someday we can join him. So there we go.
Yeah, sounds good.
Good morning. Great to have you aboard the WIB Wake Up Show as we check birthdays this morning here on WWIB. And for that, we always start on the listener line, where we do have a listener who did answer a question I threw out. We'll get to her coming up about your reaction to winter. Are you loving it or not so much? 715-396-1670. And birthdays today, though, I go over to Facebook and I see that, Alec Tuxer, who I work with at One Source Imaging, turning 23 today. What do you know? Just recently graduated from Stout, a native of Hortonville. So happy birthday to Alec today. He's a great guy. Yeah. Very talented. I don't know. Will he be in the office today or not? Sometimes he works from home. We'll find out. Our friend Lincoln in Liberia, turning 31. Happy birthday to Jackie Ramsey in Milwaukee. Timothy Brecken, turning a year older today. Alex Holte, Laura Gary, and Patty Chris, all with birthdays today. They share this as a birthday with the likes of James Spader, the talented actor from The Blacklist, and before that, Boston Legalist, 64, great actor. My wife and I, we watched Blacklist during the pandemic for a while, and then it just got so weird that we're just like, you lost me. Actor-comedian Eddie Izzard is 62. Chris Rock, 59 today. And Ashton Kutcher, also 46. And here you go. I'm not familiar with this person, but former gang member and federal prisoner turned model, Jeremy Meeks, is 40. That's quite the life. Sounds like a movie. All right. Our promise of the day from 365promises.com. Barry Adams picking 2 Corinthians 6:18. I will be a real father to you. I will be a real father to you. Check the devotion that goes with that at 365promises.com.
Good morning, Mark. This is Sherry from Whitehall. I am loving this winter. We, as a Wisconsinite, we've seen many, many a winter. We've had plenty of snow, lots of ice, lots of cold. This winter is, a well-earned break, and I'm enjoying it immensely. Hope everybody else is too. I know there's a lot of people who want snow, but and I think we will get more, but I am enjoying this. And my heating bill is really enjoying this as well. Have a great day.
All right, the WIB Wake Up Show, our Stephen Curtis Chapin Song Tournament continuing here this morning. 16 different listeners nominating 16 different songs from Stephen Curtis Chapin. Most, if not all of these, were at one point number one songs. He's had 50 number one songs in CCM Music. Caleb, that's practically unheard of.
Yeah, again, an absolute legend. And you never know, again, how long he's going to continue touring. So that's why we're encouraging you so much to get your tickets at WWIB.com under the events tab for his February 22nd concert at the Pablo. Because you never know when might be the last time when he'd say, you know what, I'm going to retire and spend time with family. We're very grateful that he's continuing to make new music as well with that album still.
Absolutely. I saw him in Wausau in August. He's still great. Fantastic live. You're going to be glad you're there February 22nd. All right. So Amber has nominated our first song this morning, Fingerprints of God. And that's going to be followed by Deb's nomination, Dive. What a showdown this is.
Yeah. And again, you can vote two ways. If you're in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group or ask to join. If you're not, you can get a bonus vote there. And then text us with your vote at 715-396-1670 as well. So you can get two votes per person.
I'm glad I don't have to vote on this because this is really tough.
Which song wins and moves on? Stephen Curtis Chapman Song Tournament here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Dive coming up, but first, from his album Speechless, both of these are from the Speechless Project. What an album that was.
Well, two great WIB listeners nominating songs in our Stephen Curtis Chapman Song Tournament. We had Amber, who nominated Fingerprints of God. That was the first song. Deb nominating Dive. And the vote tallies are in from both the listener line at 396-1670 and WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Caleb?
And this one kind of swung back and forth. I mean, there were some lead changes, ties, et cetera, et cetera. But one song by four votes emerged the victor. And again, remember, it's important to be able to vote both ways because unlike real elections and such with voting, we let you vote in two places as long as you're a member of the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Get a bonus vote there as well as texting us at 715-396-1670 with another matchup coming up in less than half an hour.
It was tied on my side. It was tied. I was checking the talk and text line. It was absolutely even there. How did it go in the Facebook group?
In the Facebook group, so this determined the winner by four votes. The winner is Dive.
Ah.
Dive defeats Stephen Curtis Chapman's, I mean, he wins no matter what. But they're both his songs. But Dive by SC Squared defeats Fingerprints of God and moves on to the next round. We've got another matchup at 8:15.
Yeah, congratulations to Deb as her song moves on. She's still alive for a chance to win a pair of tickets to that great concert just 15 days away at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire.
Speaking of Stephen Curtis, Halvo, we've got another twofer from the man himself in our Stephen Curtis Chapman Song Showdown. Another first-round matchup here.
That's right. The first song we're going to hear is nominated by Jeannie Miller. She's a longtime teacher in Eau Claire, great sister in the Lord, and faithful WIB listener, and she had loved so many. She put down about five songs, the first of which was His Strength is Perfect off Real Life Conversations from back in the day. I want to say Stephen's second album. So that's going to be our first song. And then the second one, Mark Potraz going with Cinderella.
All right, so you can vote two ways. Again, if you're a member of the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group or join that quick, it's a private group. It just asks to be let in. You can get a bonus vote there and also vote via text 715-396-1670, 715-396-1670. That's the WIB listener line. Plug that right in your phone. Voting goes for another 25 minutes until 8:45.
All right, it's the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, and we've got another winner in our Stephen Curtis Chapman Song Tournament, and running away from His Strength is Perfect, Cinderella.
Yes, Cinderella, nominated by Mark from Chippewa Falls. And yeah, that was a good pick. Again, two phenomenal songs, but Cinderella winning by a very large margin. So that'll move on to the second round.
So we've had four opening round matchups, two more tomorrow, 7:15 to 7:45, 8:15 to 8:45. But the bottom line of all of this is go get your tickets for the concert just 15 days away.
Yeah, and especially if you're like, well, man, I wish that song would have stayed and stayed in the bracket. I really love hearing that song. Well, the good thing is there's a good chance you'll hear it live because, again, Stephen Curtis himself told us he's going to play as many of these songs that people love as he possibly can coming up on the 22nd.
All right, looking forward to that. WWIB also this morning, flight attendants say they've heard some pretty strange requests in their day.
The most common crazy requests they hear at 35,000 feet are, can you open the window and
can you show me to the shower?
Other odd requests flight attendants have heard. How about this one? Is it possible to fly lower so that we can see more of what's on the ground?
They also hear this request. Can you take my children to the playroom?
What kind of plane are you flying on? That sounds good. Some strange requests that flight attendants hear. How about this one? I have dropped my glass eye. Please, could you help me find it? I hope that one doesn't happen too often.
Apparently it has. This is another strange request that flight attendants have heard. Could you turn the engines down? They're so noisy.
Please, please. I mean, we'll go down if we turn the engines down, but your wish is my command. Final crazy things that flight attendants have heard. How about this one? Actually, a flight attendant heard this. Could the captain stop the turbulence?
They have a lot of power.
Unless the Lord Jesus is the captain, I don't think he can stop that.
Yeah.
Thank you, flight attendants, for your wonderful patience.